And it's 8 minutes past seven. You're listening to Morning Ireland and Karen Creed is here with what it says in the papers.
Michael McGrath's new EU role, the ploughing championships and pre-budget speculation all feature in today's papers. The Irish Independent leads with the Health Minister's push to expand free contraception to 16-year-old girls as part of Budget 2025. We also read, however, that there is resistance within the Department of Health for the initiative to be expanded to this age group, given the age of consent is 17. On its front page, the Irish Examiner says the Taoiseach has ruled out a second rate of child benefit within the lifetime of the government, but is open to the idea in the future. The family fortunes take a €7 million hit, is the headline in the Irish Daily Star, as it describes how 100 kilograms of cocaine was uncovered in County Wexford after Gardaí investigated the activities of the Dublin-based drugs gang known as The Family. In the Irish Times, Conor Lally writes about how the drugs gang went from poverty to a prime position in the underworld. On its front page, there's coverage of the blasts which killed at least 9 people and injured thousands across Lebanon and Syria, and that the militant group Hezbollah, which blames Israel, has vowed revenge. The Irish Daily Mail also leads with this, with the warning that it puts the Middle East on the brink. The jury's out on how influential our new commissioner can be, is the headline carried in the Examiner. The Irish Daily Mirror quotes Minister Michael McGrath's own response to the announcement of becoming EU Justice Commissioner, saying he was honoured to be proposed for the portfolio, and Taoiseach Simon Harris describing the role as strong and influential. While in his opinion piece in The Times, Owen Dray, a senior researcher of European studies in Brussels, writes, "Forget the soothing diplomatic tones from Dublin. Justice is a portfolio nobody wanted." He makes the argument that Ireland has moved from holding agriculture to trade via financial services to what he describes as the thankless task of policing wannabe European dictators under a democracy shield. Closer to home, protecting coastal communities is the shield that government needs to consider, according to The Independent. It warns of the scramble for research on coastlines after the last study, it says, ignored climate change. A lot of coverage continues in the hopes of Euros 2028. The Irish Sun quotes the Minister of State for Sport, Thomas Byrne, who says it's important we fight tooth and nail to try and keep as many games as possible on the island. Where did it all go wrong for Pressup, asks John McManus in The Times, as he describes how the party is over for the hospitality group and details where it started and falling on hard times. The financial situation of RTE is also in the spotlight, as the Mail highlights the Taoiseach's comments on future funding. It writes that Simon Harris has criticised suggestions from the broadcaster that the TV licence model is outdated and should be replaced by a media charge. He was speaking at the ploughing championships in County Laois. The Times interviews some regulars at the ploughing who describe how you need your stamina for going around. The Examiner also gives a glimpse of that energy that's required as it describes the sun beating down. For its front page, it chooses to show a moment in the life of its own photographer, Dan Linehan, who's pictured at sunrise carrying 2 large cameras ready to capture all the colour of this annual event. The striking photo was captured by Philip Doyle in the Farmer's Journal with the caption, "Ploughing his own photo."
Karen, thank you very much. It's 11 minutes past seven.